Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Again for another episode, yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes, I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes, directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others, would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promised times of refreshing are upon us, the time to rediscover the ancient truths, the time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, as he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, and all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah. Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed, we are back again. Back again for another episode, another very precious episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful, yes, very, very thankful to the Most High for this very precious opportunity. Yes, it's a very precious, precious opportunity to be back with you here again, to speak these very precious words the Most High has granted us. Yes, the Most High has granted us for the healing and for the blessing and for the restoration, my brothers and sisters, the sure restoration of our people. I'm listening now for the moment, and I'd like to know, before I go any further, be sure, are we being heard tonight? I'd like to know for sure if we're being heard clearly. If not, then there's something I apparently need to do, because I'm looking at some of what I see on the interface tonight, and I'm questioning. First, and make sure the transmission is coming through. If anybody out there can let me know, please do. Very curious. Hopefully, we are being heard. Hello, testing. Okay, I believe we are being heard. I haven't seen anybody say anything directly on the. I haven't seen anybody say anything up in the chat for sure, but I believe we are being heard. So I'm going to go ahead and continue. I can only say that my heart's been kind of heavy. With regard to the message, I say with regard to the message that I find it my humble duty to deliver tonight. Because quite frankly, I know, without question, a shadow of a doubt, It's a very important message. So important, in fact, that anyone who can resist to reject it, our brothers and sisters, runs serious risk of never being counted worthy, never be counted worthy or acceptable or valid or credible, my brothers and sisters, unto the kingdom of Yah. But first I have to say this. It's important that it be understood. Very important that it be understood. I've said it many times on this show, that a prophet is sent to speak. I said, my brothers and sisters, a prophet is sent to speak what others would not. He is sent to discern after the greater vision of the Most High, perceptions, ideals, not common, not readily perceived by all. Holy Spirit teaches all things, no lie in it. Prophet is obligated, my brothers and sisters, speak then a pure, perfect word. My brothers and sisters, we all held accountable if we mislead one another, even in the least idea, word of thought. So I'd like to say, relative to Scripture, that's in, for instance, 1 Peter, 1 Kefa, 1:10-11. Relating that all the prophets spoke by the spirit of Messiah that was in them. There's a very powerful ramification, implication of knowing this, in knowing this. We must realize that the first verses of the second epistle, second letter of the apostle, they call Peter, Kepha. Related, the man must be very, very diligent, my brothers and sisters, must be very, very diligent to be kind of worthy of a calling of the elect ones of Yah. Later on, if we understand it from the Aramaic, we see the scripture that's translated in the King James Version. It says, I'm talking around 1:19, the second paper. 1:19 says, in your King James Version, that we have a sure word of prophecy. It goes on to talk about the idea that the scriptures are not of any private interpretation. The holy men spoke as they were given unction by the Holy Spirit. In the Aramaic, it reads a little differently, but the context is the same if we understand the implication. It is written that not everything that a prophet said is contained in his own book. Did you notice what Kepha also said earlier? All the prophets spoke by the spirit of Messiah that is in them. That means the spirit dictated word to all the various prophets. Discerning in advance what is to be, and admonishing all those throughout the course of generations who would prepare the great day which the Most High has planned for those who love Him. So the scriptures go on to say that we have a sure word of prophecy. Not everything a prophet says contained in his own book, because it's the unction of the Holy Spirit that spoke to prophets throughout the course of ages. And then the scriptures go on to say something very powerful. It relates how the apostle says he is deliberation. Our brothers and sisters, was that the light of one called the Morning Star. Please check it out in your, in translations like the NASB, NIV, RSV, coming from the Dead Sea Scrolls, call Messiah there the Morning Star. Some scripture calls him the Day Spring from on high. It means, my brothers and sisters, the one that is likened to the rising sun. Comes suddenly like the rising sun to cast out the darkness, to reveal the light the world would obscure. All these scriptures are back over in Isaiah 41 as an epithet title for Messiah, who exposes, my brothers and sisters, all the confusion of all your leaders. I said it exposes all the confusion of all your leaders, that men might see the light that this whole world would obscure. And to cast out, my brothers and sisters, all those who would hide the truth from you. So the scriptures talk about the idea about deliberation to the morning star. I said to the morning star, become a reality in your heart. What does this mean, my brothers and sisters? Messiah in Revelation 19th chapter is called the spirit of prophecy, or the spirit of all the prophets, meaning that the prophets themselves, though they received a word from the Most High, realized that even Shaul, the apostle Shaul, said, I know nothing after which I might be guilty, but I might not be right in this. My judge, he said, is the Lord. He was speaking of Messiah coming to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered. He said, and then shall every man know. He said, and then shall every man know how to praise Yah. How many of us, my brothers and sisters, will understand the implications of this? Because it means, since he said he does not judge himself, I said, since he said himself that he does not judge himself, that it is true, my brothers and sisters, that all the prophets themselves, let's just say the full interpretation of the scriptures, the full interpretation of the words that they wrote, will be revealed in the righteous, my brothers and sisters, that are restored to human mind, heart, and conscience at the hand of Messiah. Many have not understood what the scriptures mean when it says he died and rose to be Lord of both the dead and the living. From the very beginning, my brothers and sisters, from the very beginning, it was always understood that the foundation of faith was never, I repeat, that the foundation of faith was never after the diverse differences that seem wise after the devices of men. Men have turned things upside down, it said in Isaiah 29, as if faith in the will of one is after the diverse carnal perspectives of men who have blinded mankind against discerning what is truly unto the Most High. Blinded man against seeing what truly of the Most High is his vision. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, I dare to say, we have to understand this, that the multitude of rulers have not been they who have worked after their partial perceptions. To bring stability. I said to bring full stability amongst the people of the Most High, amongst people who would be his people. But the partial perspectives and hasty conclusions have been a massive obstacle. And I dare say that all who would petition the Most High for his spirit, I say that all those who would petition the Most High for his spirit are obligated after that spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it. All are obligated to convert unto the fullness, even all that is the gospel. Let me repeat that. All who would petition the Most High for his spirit that teaches all things are obligated to convert unto the fullness of all that is the gospel, meaning that the fullness of his word, in fact, my brothers and sisters, is the law. The fullness of his word by which he will govern his kingdom is in fact, my brothers and sisters, a law, even unto all the nations. Dare men believe the Most High sent a teacher that humanity is not indebted to hear, to obey? Dare men say they will walk into his kingdom and be called justified after a multitude of worldly differences? that were not willing, my brothers and sisters, to humble themselves before him whom the Most High already has declared will judge all the kings of the earth throughout all the ages? Very important premise, my brothers and sisters. Very powerful. We all understand this. I need to lay some very powerful foundation, leading to much greater knowledge of the truth that due to, let's just say, lying misexamples in this present worldly status quo. My brothers and sisters, that due to so much blindness and misexample, it's only by the power of the Holy Spirit that any man may discern to know this fundamental, very necessary truth. And I dare say, my brothers and sisters, concerning that which I'm about to speak, no man has known the gospel, what is truly the gospel, the way of the peace of the kingdom of Yah without it. Men may have known the varying standards among the various nations that seem to be peace under varying other rulers. But what is the gospel of peace under the kingdom of Yah? My brothers and sisters, must come from above. And I say, no man without this knowledge is counted stable unto helping rebuild that kingdom upon this earth. And no man without this knowledge, my brothers and sisters, is counted stable in the ways of the kingdom of Yah unto the preservation of the peace that must in this world, true to divine honor and justice, be manifest. My brothers and sisters, please understand me. The ways of the kingdom of the Most High are not after the diverse standards seeming wise in this world. Carnal mind surely has not since the beginning of the world seen the glory of what Yah has planned for those who wait for him. Concerning all that he will reveal in these latter days, the truth of his righteousness, the manifestation of his love. In fact, I dare say that all the governments, nations, denominations of the world have all been a confusing, even blinding obstacle rather than an opening of the mind to this vision. Why? Because they all have taught compromise, my brothers and sisters, hypocrisy, double-mindedness, seeking first the designs of men after their, like I said so many times, their personal pulpits and thrones, rather than freeing the minds to see what is necessary to stand before the throne of the One Most High. And I dare say that if men imagine that Yah has no greater vision for mankind unto his glory, this is what I said. If men imagine that Yah has no greater vision for mankind unto his glory than what is common to men, it's not possible to truly see. I remember well in a dream Most High gave me many, many years ago, wherein he allowed me at will look upon the earth, to bring to bear the very best of all the goodness that my soul, my mind could even begin to imagine. After I'd wrought everything that I could perceive, and it was still coming up better, even at that point, it was coming up better than what I imagined, because all that I imagined, it came up with what is necessary to, let's just say, sustain and make it beautiful. But I can only say to you, my brothers and sisters, that soon thereafter, Most High kind of had me step aside. It was one of those let daddy show you how to do it moments. Man, what I saw then come upon the earth for the humanity that will trust to obey him. Amazing that the Most High would desire such so much glory amongst men. Especially after mankind has been in so many ways so very wayward, that the Most High still desires for humanity and still desires for his universe, a constancy after his mind that gives glory. In fact, my brothers and sisters, will be found just and true. All that is his mind and imagination, design and desire. And now I have to say that after these many years, respectful of that initial vision, it's my humble duty to reveal to you what I know is surely necessary that beauty once manifest upon this earth, that it must surely eternally remain. But from the beginning, the Most High made man to emanate Even my brothers and sisters, when you breathe the breath of life into him. Man, from the very beginning, was made to be a habitation of the Holy Spirit, that after the anointing of the Most High, man might manifest, emanate, reverberate his thoughts alone. I said, true to his mind and his thoughts alone. As a steward unto the preservation, and now, my brothers and sisters, must be unto the restoration of all that was his divine intent, long forgotten. My brothers and sisters, the restoration of the mind of what was his vision regarding his dominion upon this earth. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, for many ages, the rulers of this earth have been so arrogant, less than mindful, forgetting that the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof. Men have felt like devils, my brothers and sisters. The rulers have felt like devils. They felt like wherever they could go, how they could either by deceit, warfare, force, or whatever. Whatever lands they could take over, whatever minds they could take over, they believed that just they suddenly belonged to them. But let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. Nobody has ever had the right to enslave a blind, a mind. All anyone can ever do, pleasing unto the Most High, is help his brother to see the greater dimensions of truth. And anyone who would not recognize that responsibility has not understood, my brothers and sisters, what from the very beginning was the obligation of mankind. Hear me and understand what I'm saying by this. From the very beginning, it was always understood that humanity at some appointed time, all would be made subject to one judgment seat. I did not say, I want you to understand me. I said all would be made subject one day to one judgment seat. One judgment seat that shall judge all the rulers and all the kings, all your pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, all men of the so-called authority, and all who follow them. All would be judged, all these administrations and all this supposed stewardship, if you will, judged at the hand of one. Like I said, the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof. So the scriptures ask in Psalm 24, who is the King of glory? Will not compel men to lift their souls unto vanity, nor to swear deceitfully. It was always understood this whole world would one day be galvanized after the way of the kingdom of peace. And my brothers and sisters, that kingdom was never founded upon, I repeat again, that kingdom was never founded upon any kind of expectation that the diversities of men should ever remain. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, to look beyond this insanity that we might see. The scriptures tell us in advance the Messiah will not judge after what his eyes see, nor what his ears hear. After the Spirit of the Most High shall he judge. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, he will not judge after the diversities seeming wise to men. And therefore, with the breath of his lips shall he slay, overthrow this mass matrix misrepresentation that is Babylon. Then the scripture says the eyes of the blind should be opened. And the knowledge of Yah shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Then shall all nations know to seek Yah, my brothers and sisters, even to seek him who called Israel out of bondage, that they might dwell upon their own land once before. I come at Isaiah 11. Who did that, my brothers and sisters? Something we really need to consider. Isaiah 65 talks about the Most High bringing forth one he calls an heir of his mountains. And he said, and when he appears to rule over all the nations, same one that's spoken about in Psalm 24 that's called the King of Glory. Scripture said, when he appears, scripture says, men who will worship the Most High will worship him. Who would worship the Most High should worship him in truth. And my brothers and sisters, again, there's a reverberation of the same type of verbiage that you see in Isaiah 11 and Isaiah 65. In fact, my brothers and sisters, in that day, the scriptures say the world will have peace. It must be understood that peace is not possible. Not after a multitude of contradictions, my brothers and sisters. For all prophecy relates that, quite frankly, in the time of Messiah's appearing, according to Malachi 2:15, we need around 2:15 to 3 and 4, to 3 and 9. When the scripture says, Most High commands all mankind that he must return unto him, and he will return unto man. In a world wherein men have all believed themselves wise after a multitude of their own personal differences, every man standing up for his own beliefs, not asking the Most High fully what he believes. Well, my brothers and sisters, I can only say that the big question to ask is how indeed shall men return? How shall we as a people genuinely return? I said, how shall we genuinely return as one unto the will of the one Most High? The scriptures speak about one called the Lord whom we seek. I said, hearing my brothers and sisters in Malachi, it talks about one called the Lord whom you seek. Some texts call him he for whom you are waiting. It means, my brothers and sisters, that this one will cast aside all confusion. When men have turned around and dared to believe that everyone is good in the sight of the Most High according to his own ways, Scripture says this one will restore righteousness as of old, as in former years. He says he's going to purify out of the temple, my brothers and sisters, all your leaders who have been partial in the teaching of his law. He said he would cast out, my brothers and sisters, all who have taught his people to walk after the manner of foreign gods. He said he would, my brothers and sisters, render retribution against all those, my brothers and sisters, who have been treacherous against his covenant, who caused me and my brothers and sisters to offer offerings unto the Most High, not with a whole heart. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. In order for the peace the Most High has foreordained to be brought to bear, it is absolutely necessary that every lie, every liar, every misrepresentation, everything that man has ever thought to build that has not been upon that foundation and expectation to be cast aside. That was always the understanding of the ancients. I have a lot to say. I'm looking at my time. A lot to say in a relatively short time, but I have to lay this foundation for those who will hear. And even if I don't managed to finish saying all I want to say tonight. Like I said, I need to make this a series. But I need to lay this foundation. It has to be laid, my brothers and sisters. So, please, I pray in the name of the Most High, your hearts will be patient to understand. I know that those of you who listen to this show on a regular basis have heard these things before. But I need to make these things quite clear. These things I'm speaking now, before I begin to speak more so than needs to be spoken. First off, I'm going to say this again. The faith in the coming of the Savior, I said, my brothers and sisters, please understand me, long before he ever appeared, was not call Christianity as Western imperialist polytheist Greco-Romanism would have men to believe. It was anciently called, in fact, my brothers and sisters, long before he ever appeared, hear me now, Kurdishanya. It was the expectation of the one who comes suddenly like the rising sun to cast out all the darkness, cast out all those who would keep you in darkness. Who reveals the light the world would obscure. We would gather all nations as a lawgiver unto the will of one. It was the expectation one called Shashan Shah, the king of kings, one who would judge all the kings. I said the administrations of all the kings and rulers. Like I said, knowing that the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof, men should have been wise to know that rather than being so quick upon feeling somehow oppressed or offended, to first, before they sought to render retribution, to realize what the Most High meant when he said, vengeance is mine. I will repay, said the Most High. Remember, the Most High created this world that it must dwell in peace. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? The world created this world and must honor him. In honoring him alone, it must dwell in peace. That's the promise. That's the vision. That's the expectation. That's the requirement. That's the obligation of every man, that he should first seek that there be peace, my brothers and sisters, in this earth. In other words, if man feels offended, any man feels offended, even any king, ruler feels offended, he must do what it was Israel knew it was wise to do. And that is to seek the Most High himself. I said that is to seek the Most High himself, to find out whether in going to battle it is just. Find out whether first, my brothers and sisters, and one who would go into battle, or whoever would go into battle, find out whether they first, did you hear me, my brothers and sisters, whether they first, have been found faithful enough unto the Most High that he would defend them. And they're going forth. There's a reason why he said, before you go out to try to help your brother, judge your brother, first get the beam out of your own eye. I've said this before, I'll say it again. Ancient Israel, there was a time when none could defeat them, because we've talked about this before, Numbers 24. Israel going out, no strange gods among them, no differences among them. Most High defeated all their enemies. But when they began to walk after the ways of the nations, there were times when Israel was defeated before its enemies. The question to ask, and brothers and sisters, concerning this time, in a great war that is already foreordained, that it will occur, only the righteous shall survive. So the Most High said, you are my friends if you do everything that I command you. I said, he said that you are my friends if you do everything that I command you. Who shall he defend, my brothers and sisters, but those who, when he reveals his righteousness, shall turn toward him. Turn from transgression. Turn from all misexamples to turn toward him. Remember that he will judge the administrations of all the rulers, and no one has ever had a right to rule but according, my brothers and sisters, to the sure rule of the One Most High. Holy Spirit teaches all things. Everyone who would ask for that Spirit, after which no man is made stable but by that Spirit. And trust me, my brothers and sisters, every man must ask the Most High to reveal to him, to show him how he might be made stable in all things before him. That's why you ask for his Spirit. He will not build his kingdom upon an unstable mind. Scripture says, if any man does not, let's just say, wavers in his thoughts, is double-minded in his thoughts. I'm talking about the book of Jacob, they call it James. So let him not think he receive anything from Yah. For the double-minded man is unstable on all his ways. Unstable, unreliable, having no credibility. My brothers and sisters, I've said it before, I'll say it again. The ancient man understood that the Most High, when he sends Messiah to help rebuild on earth again his kingdom, or let's say manifest his kingdom, restore what is all that is his dominion again in the earth, he will not preserve, my brothers and sisters. In fact, he's made no promise to preserve even any of the thoughts of those whose ideals, my brothers and sisters, were not founded upon the expectation and reverence for the fact that the earth belongs to Yah, and all will be judged by one. Like I said, if everybody would have just simply taken counsel with the Most High before they sought to launch their various campaigns one against another, if everyone would ask the Most High what is his counsel to reconcile all differences, man would have had peace. The gospel of peace went forth to mankind. The man, my brothers and sisters, is about to pay the cost, quite frankly, of not having hearkened to that gospel. Man is about to pay the cost of not having hearkened to the Most High. When he sent forth one gospel, one counsel, one inspired word of peace, that it should be revered by all the nations. And I say again, since the Messiah said, if I do not go, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit will not come. What he was actually saying, my brothers and sisters, that he gave his very life, that all must be converted to hear the whole gospel word of peace. And that, my brothers and sisters, is a grace, a gift from the Most High, of a law by which there might be peace to every single living soul. It was always understood, my brothers and sisters, that not to know that way. It was understood by those of old, my brothers and sisters, before men were compelled to forget, that not to know that way of peace, my brothers and sisters, is to surely be condemned. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. All manner of hate, warfare, injustice that this world has committed has been because men at some time have walked in unbelief, believing that their injustice should be counted viable before the Most High, or just simply not respecting or believing what the Most High has said from the very beginning must be respected by all. But I dare tell you, my brothers and sisters, unbelief will not, I repeat, unbelief will not, I repeat, unbelief will not disavow any man from the obligation to seek all that is the pure, perfect will of Yah. Unbelief will not disavow any man from the obligation to hear, heed, and obey all that is the gospel that the Most High declares when he said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In other words, man not knowing the way of that kingdom, what is necessary to have peace in it and to preserve it. My brothers and sisters, Psalms 95, Hebrews 3 says, whoever not know this way shall not enter into his rest. Most High has promised peace. Only those, my brothers and sisters, who will know that way and accept that way and be converted beyond all the nations to adhere to that way, only they, my brothers and sisters, will survive to enter that kingdom. But I dare say, a man has forgotten that all will be judged by one judge and one judgment seat. They say it, but I don't think everybody understands the context. I really recognize the parameters, the implications of that idea. Because if all would be judged by one judgment seat, then it means, my brothers and sisters, that though your rulers have all taught them after a multitude of differing ideals, saying it was the will of the One Most High, saying that it was the gospel, they lied. Not all, my brothers and sisters, who claim to be preaching or claim to be preachers have preached or known the gospel of the one kingdom. If they had, the divisions we see in this world would not exist. Remember I said Messiah gave his life that all must be converted unto the will of one? He said, teach them to do everything that he commands. If all the world would have done that, my brothers and sisters, how could the present divisions we see in this world even continue to exist? So in effect, Messiah was saying, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man escapes the matrix that is this blinding Babylon. No man escapes the variant misconceits of this world. No man comes into the way of the Father, he said, but by him. Why? He said all prophecy relates him as the promised heir of righteousness. Go back and look at scriptures far enough. Look at the book of Enoch. Messiah is called the heir of righteousness, that it was prophesied, promised to the Most High, that at a time when the whole world has become quite blind and confused, that Most High made an oath that he would raise up one called by name. Isaiah 49 speaks of him. That the Most High would surely reveal to him righteousness when the whole world has been blind, that he might show that righteousness to others, that what is honorable for the Most High might be revealed. declaring a word like a sharp two-edged sword that will discern those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. Remember what I just said. True service unto Yah, brothers and sisters, is like a fine edge of a sharp two-edged sword. Either man seeks all that is divine will, or he has made a false oath. And it's where one word of peace, agreeing in all things, mutual confirmation, that is absolutely necessary, that we come out from all these varying shades of darkness where some element of the truth is hid, come into that invariant and internal life and light. Light and life. Or if we disagree on even one point, my brothers and sisters, it is a cause for argument. And the Most High wants the people who he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Guard, maintain, and defend. He wants people, my brothers and sisters, that will guard the faith and the fullness of his integrity. But how can a people do that, my brothers and sisters, who have not seen it? We live in a society today, however, that because of what people have called political correctness, most of my brothers and sisters can never see how to reprove unto what is true justice. Men have upheld all manner of injustice, every obstacle imaginable against his discerning what justice is. And my brothers and sisters, after this confusion, many have perished for lack of knowledge. So I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, you need to hear me now. Yes, my brothers and sisters, you need to hear me and what I'm about to say to you. Because you have to know. You must know the truth of the faith. He says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. He says, people who will not know his ways will not enter into his rest. Understand, a lot of concepts that need to be looked at. And I think what I'm going to try to do is, right now it says we have about 40 minutes or so left in the show. Try to cover as much as I can. Maybe perhaps in the next 15 minutes, and then I have some things I want to talk about that if we were to understand them, we'll realize without question, this world hasn't known the faith, has not known the gospel. My brothers and sisters, has not known the way of salvation for many, 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 many generations. Time we understand. I'd like to talk to you about a couple of words. We talked about this on the show before, but I want to clarify some things. This word is oftentimes used, amen. There's another word in Hebrew, emunah. It's a word that relates to what is faith, my brothers and sisters. I said what related to what is faith. To say amen means so be it. Or it is to confirm that it is so, or that it is agreed upon to be. Emunah is a word that relates faith. Let me tell you, my brothers and sisters, having the same root word, it means it relates to a mutual confirmation. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? Faith must be unto a faith and faithfulness. It must be unto a reliability. It must be unto a credibility to believe, seek, obey, confirm, protect, defend, guard. All that the Most High has decreed in advance, my brothers and sisters, as a blessedly, very necessary expectation, common sense of goal for all who would serve him. The concept of what is faith, my brothers and sisters, relates again what is called the Shema. That we all must seek this pure, perfect will of the one Most High with all mind, heart, soul, and might, nothing of personal being an obstacle, nothing of self being a rebellion, and being rebellious. That we all act as a proper example, no one to deceive his brother. And I say, my brothers and sisters, without this mutual confirmation unto this one pure and perfect, complete truth, men open the doors to all manner of deceit, all manner of robbery, blasphemy, and damning hypocrisy. He said, if you love me, if your allegiance is unto me, keep guard, maintain, and defend. He was ultimately saying the conscience of righteousness that he reveals. That means, my brothers and sisters, exactly what he said over in Micah, 5th chapter. He said, my brothers and sisters, we ought to be an invariant light, if you will, to a wavering world. Don't let anybody trick you against anything contained in the law and the prophets. If any man seeks to deceive his brother against anything that's contained in the law and the prophets, he's guilty under hellfire. Don't let anybody deceive you, lest you shall not be found worthy in the end of the kingdom of Yah. being found, in fact, my brothers and sisters, at that point, not believing or being resistant. Well, let's see why somebody might resist. Because they believed, after their own ideals, that partiality, some perversion might still be called just. Why would you resist, my brothers and sisters? My brothers and sisters, it's because man does not want to believe oftentimes that it is necessary for all to agree in all things for there to be peace. Now, the way of the world is that men have believed that they can have peace with the Most High. Remember what Messiah said, my peace I give unto you. He said, the spirit of truth the world will not receive. The spirit of truth teaches all things, no lie in it. Meaning man must agree in all things. One time asked me a question, shall man disagree with the Most High on even one point and live? And I knew the answer was no. Most High is all and everything that he is. He will not change, defy, or be destabilized from the stability of his name. Ancient man understood, my brothers and sisters, that all is going to be judged according to everything the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since this world began. Blessed they, my brothers and sisters, who come to a level of realization what is necessary for there to be peace, especially since the Hebrew word for peace also relates perfection. All must pray for the power of his spirit, I repeat, my brothers and sisters, made steadfast, stable before him, constantly reverent, not forgetting his conscience as he reveals it. And I dare say, my brothers and sisters, that's not possible after the flesh. It's something that man must learn and can only learn from Yah. He is the only Savior. Messiah himself says, there's many things I long to tell you, but you cannot comprehend them yet, grasp them yet, till the comfort of the Holy Spirit has come, which means the carnal mind does not comprehend the magnitude of such things. All that is necessary to preserve the beauty of such magnificent things. And man is going to have to understand, my brothers and sisters, how important it is to recognize the fact that he must have inspiration from the Most High to attain to this. I give you an example. At Hebrews 5 and 6, it said of Messiah himself, he offered vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death. How about the confusion of this world? And verily he was heard. Isaiah 50 speaks about him. To begin with, like I said, him who became author of life everlasting because he overcame the world, all the misconceits of this world. Author of life everlasting to those who would believe and obey him. Isaiah 50 said he was hearkened to his father. Isaiah 20 said the same. He hearkened to the father with much heed. The watchman hearkened to the father with much heed. Morning by morning, the Most High causes his ear to hear the teaching. And he would not turn back the rebellious way. How many of us, my brothers and sisters, have such a strong foundation in the rationale and knowledge of the truth that will not allow any form of irrationality to take us away? Be so firmly persuaded in the knowledge of the truth, neither, as the scriptures say, neither armies nor empires nor anything created shall dissuade us from what Yah loves. I'm going to say this again, my brothers and sisters. Whoever claims authority in the Holy Spirit, but we'd be deceived or think it viable not to speak the whole truth as the Most High reveals it. It's not true to duty. Such a one has no real authority, no credibility before the Most High. What such as would believe that the Most High denies himself, my brothers and sisters, anyone who believes the Most High denies himself walks against his own word, what that one believes, Yah does not regard as faith, nor faithfulness, nor stability, no reliability in it. This partiality, my brothers and sisters, this unbelief, this infidelity is a false oath. It's not a covenant. It's damnable sin, my brothers and sisters, deceit. It is hypocrisy. And the Most High cannot jeopardize his kingdom after such a mind as this. So man must know, come to know his ways. Man must come to know his ways, and man must, my brothers and sisters, come to be able to prove that he will be steadfast and true too. what is necessary to preserve that sanctity. Jacob, book of James, says, though we are scattered among the nations, faith requires beyond all the rulers of the nations that we bring forth unto the Most High a perfect work. How about my brothers and sisters? Messiah gave his life, all bought with a price, that all must be converted after all that he has declared, even among all the nations. Whoever will not teach that, my brothers and sisters, has not taught you the gospel. And my brothers and sisters, I dare say that the gospel is not a multitude of partial and divided misconceits, precepts of men. Like I said, the faith was never founded on the multitude of varying ideas after which men have fallen. And all these unstable foundations, looking to less than the fullness of what the Most High required, brothers and sisters, are not the works of Yah, but the works of devils. All such fault is an obstacle against the hope of salvation. But I tell you, my brothers and sisters, while lies or hasty conclusion, short-sighted judgment exists in the minds, none can in all things be true. No reward, nor blessing, my brothers and sisters, for not overcoming what seems wise and pleasing to men. Messiah gave his life that all must be converted, my brothers and sisters. I said must be converted. True to the will of one, by one spirit that teaches all things, testifying of him, even his will. It's time, my brothers and sisters, we have to understand that. Like I said, it's what ancient man understood as the faith. If he said all would have to be regathered unto him, shall every man be regathered unto him after all the diversitudes of man? Ancient man who understood the concept of Shiloh knew far better. I will repeat again, all must pray unto Yah to be made steadfast by the power of his spirit. For if peace comes after the diversitudes of a contentious world, I repeat, and Galatians relates this. If any man preach any other word as if it were the gospel, he said, let him be accursed. If righteousness comes by means of the, let's just say this world, what this world calls a law and its desire to politically preserve all its differences. If peace comes after the diversitudes of an already contentious world, there would be no need for people to convert. No need for Messiah to have come to declare an absolute standard. I'm going to tell you again, my brothers and sisters, the gospel is not of this world. Messiah said, unless you believe that I am from above and not from below and not of this world, he said, you would die in your sins. How about the differences that, my brothers and sisters, can never be true to the kingdom of Yah? Please check out John around 8:20 through about 36, about 41, and understand, my brothers and sisters. The kingdom of Yah will not be governed after the misconceits seeming wise to men. If peace, righteousness, mutual firmity, confirmation, sealing, agreement, or covenant, truth of the Most High comes by already excellent diverse truths of this world, Messiah came and died and rose. That men receive the gift of the Spirit in vain. What do people think the Spirit is for? If people sit back and holler, oh, I got the Holy Spirit. If you got the Holy Spirit and you got the pure testimony, if you have indeed his law written upon your minds and hearts, if everybody had it, my brothers and sisters, how could there be anything else but peace, all agreeing as to what is just and righteous? The Spirit is not deceived after trusting the deviant devices of a divided world. Did you hear me? I repeat again, my brothers and sisters, the Spirit is not deceived, or let's just say, is not deceived or destabilized. The testimony of the Most High is not destabilized after the varying ideals of men, not divided after the varying ideals of men. It's man that must awaken, my brothers and sisters, what was intended for him according to purpose from the very beginning. And the Scriptures already said from the very beginning that all humanity would be judged by one unto this cause. Messiah said, restore me to the glory I had with thee before the world was made. I dare tell you, my brothers and sisters, that is beyond just simply his coming as a physical manifestation in the earth. It's beyond even the making of this world. It ultimately, my brothers and sisters, means that he was repentant. I want you to understand me now. He was repentant for all that has been as a result of a fall into this matter state. I've talked about that before on this show. Perhaps I need to make that clear, because at first, my brothers and sisters, all that existed was all things of the higher vibration of the spirit. It was the thoughts of another that has wrought this matter plain. Contentions, my brothers and sisters, that result in a fall into this lesser vibration. Messiah was repentant, my brothers and sisters, for all. There's been a result of this matter state even coming into being. Seeking to be purged, my brothers and sisters, of all that had come to be, as even a manifestation of coming to a physical body. It's time, my brothers and sisters, that we understand that the Most High, as I said to you before, was an offering. Even a mind, heart, and soul, and all things that must be converted perfectly and purely unto His will, that we might petition, my brothers and sisters, for the Spirit that the Most High would give to all who are seeking with a whole heart and know a need to do so. Man will ultimately be delivered, my brothers and sisters, by his faith and trust. I repeat, my brothers and sisters, by his faith and trust. Please understand me. By his faith and trust, that only the complete sovereign will of one is salvation, is the hope of deliverance. And I can say, my brothers and sisters, diligence in the election does have its reward. There's a reason why the scripture said we must put upon ourselves the whole armor of Yah. It didn't say, my brothers and sisters, that partiality in the word would ever be a covenant. My brothers and sisters, please understand me, Sammy. We talk about faith. We're talking about stability. Dare we think that Most High is unstable, that we might be wrought with infidelity and expect to be judged wise? Our brothers and sisters, time we understand far better than that. It's time that we know far better than that. Please understand what I mean. I'm going to repeat this again. For those who will understand, he gave his life to be Shasha and Shah. He gave his life, my brothers and sisters, to be king of all kings, declaring one judgment seat that every soul in every nation be obedient. Be diligent, my brothers and sisters, and full convinced across all the nations to come obedient in word and deed according to all that was written of old. Please understand that every heart, mind, and soul must be fully persuaded in this manner. Romans 14, Romans 15 makes it plain. It says, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. We must understand, my brothers and sisters, who that was talking about when that first verse was first related. You must understand, my brothers and sisters, in Isaiah 45, that all that prophecy is certainly concerning Messiah, certainly concerning the one called the Kurdi, your King James Version one to call him Cyrus. All my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 11 speaks about one who brought Israel out of Babylon before, that the people might reside in their own land. It's because many have not understood who Messiah said he is when he said, I'm the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. In Revelation 22:16, many have not understood the prophecies at all. What it meant when he said he is King of Kings, where that title came from. What it meant, my brothers and sisters, when the scripture called him Shiloh, Genesis 49:8-12, concerning these latter days. What it meant when the prophets talk about the one called the King, likened to the rising sun, the King of the East, the Son of Righteousness that arises, Malachi 4:2, Isaiah 41. Because people haven't understood these titles, my brothers and sisters. What the scriptures speak of is really from Isaiah 40-66. All these prophets are speaking about the same spirit, the same pre-incarnate soul. If you want to use that word soul, a spirit. That came upon a man and anointed a man. Now, twice before, it must, my brothers and sisters, unto peace be revealed again. said he comes a second time to do what he did before. Brothers, since 2,000 years ago, Messiah didn't bring his people back to their own land. He didn't conquer, if you want to put it that way. Well, let's just say, according to all the prophets, it says this time he will conquer Babylon once and for all. No more confusion. That all the nations would seek him. Know to seek him. I said, no more, my brothers and sisters, trusting after the varying ideas of the rulers among the nations, but him. That there might be peace in the world. 2,000 years ago, when Messiah sent forth the gospel through his apostles, the whole world was rebellious, and he knew in advance they would be. He said, the spirit of truth the world would not receive. So rebellious, my brothers and sisters, they perverted and corrupted the faith to what people have right now has not been the faith in what was believed before Roman tyranny and persecution. What men have believed now has not been that faith at all. And I dare say that wherever men have been subject to blindness as a result of those days of persecution, my brothers and sisters, they have not known the light of truth, not come out of this, let's just say, born of this world experience, have not been born again after the greater access to the truth that is wrought of the knowledge of the Spirit, still blinded under the shades of darkness, still blinded by those who hide the truth. And my brothers and sisters, trust in such as this has never been salvation, never been deliverance. You say, if you're my disciples, you know the truth, and the truth will set you free. You must be set free from whoever it is that's hiding the truth from you. Now, the light, my brothers and sisters, does not hide the truth. Isaiah 45 spoke of Messiah in this wise. I said, Isaiah 45 spoke of Messiah in this wise. He said, he would come saying, I alone am a just one and a savior. Draw near to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth. For I declare the things, I the Lord declare the things that are right. I didn't say to you to seek me in the, let's just say the blinded places of this earth. I, the Lord, declare righteousness. I declare the things that are right. Draw near to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I alone am a just one and a savior. It said he would come forth saying, my brothers and sisters, surely. In fact, the scripture says in Isaiah 45, surely shall one say, in the Most High have our righteousness and strength. Unto him shall every knee bow and every tongue shall swear. For in the Lord, this one who is called by the name of the Most High, why else would he be called righteous? Why would he be called righteous, my brothers and sisters? Because he's been true to the name of the Most High. The Most High calls him by his very name. That all should know, from the rising sun to the west, there's none else but Yah. And only his standard, my brothers and sisters, declares man's conformity to his purpose, that he might survive. It says, surely shall one say, in the Most High have our righteousness and strength. It says, in the Lord, after the power of Yah, even what the Most High reveals to this chosen one. Isaiah 56 says his righteousness shall be revealed, and also to the son of the stranger take hold of his Shabbat to do perfectly all that which the Most High has commanded. They too shall have a name as great as sons and daughters, because his house shall be a house of prayer for all peoples. It says in the Lord shall, how about in the one called the Kurdi? By the power of Yah, all Israel shall be justified. How about corrected justly? And shall be made, they say, glorified. The word there is also made honorable. I dare say, my brothers and sisters, those who are unwilling to recognize that the regathering of mankind will not be according to all the diversities of men, my brothers and sisters, they will not understand. The Most High has declared a plan by which he will bring his people back to him. Well, we'll not understand that plan, our brothers and sisters. Oh, seeks to preserve the misadministration of another. Our brothers and sisters will not be called viable, nor faithful, nor does such a soul have anything to keep him stable, respectful, or what is necessary, my brothers and sisters, there might be peace in this world. Like I said, if all mankind recognize that all your rulers shall be judged by one king. I said, if all your rulers recognize that all shall be judged by one king, all the administrations, all the governments of this world will be judged by one king, man would have been much more inclined to seek Yah himself in all things men seeking to reason together, not seeking to declare, if you will, personal victory in an argument, but seeking, my brothers and sisters, for the mutual benefit of all. I said mutual benefit of all, where it's necessary we all agree. But that is what Yah requires of us all, to be respectful of him in this regard. And whoever will not do so finds himself somehow self-righteous, vain, having authority, such authority that he needs not do so. Our brothers and sisters, every such a one is a devil that has been unto the immediate irreverence and disrespect of him whom men claim to praise. Like I said, it's been a terrible thing that men have felt, rulers have felt like devils, feeling like whoever they could go forth and conquer, dissuade, destabilize, force, even oftentimes at the point of a sword or gun, to control their lands. They felt like they deserved to control them because they felt it was their right because they had the power to do so. My brothers and sisters, whoever has gone forth, not desirous that all men come to the pure, perfect will of the One, my brothers and sisters, is to be blamed. And there's a reason why the scriptures tell us that Messiah will come in these last days. That Messiah will come in these latter days. To remain peace forever. My brothers and sisters, I said always to keep people aware. I said always to keep the people aware of what is necessary that peace remain. Always be there as wonderful counsel, the Prince of Peace. At the increase of his government and peace, there should be no end. It's because men have not respected that, my brothers and sisters, the full measure that was always intended. Men have somehow felt that they were saved, delivered, after some standard, my brothers and sisters, has never been all things proven, yet wise. When the scripture says, Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish. My brothers and sisters, that's a statement not only for 2,000 years ago, but it's a statement for now. I repeat, my brothers and sisters, a statement for now. For whoever has believed in any manner of misrepresentation, my brothers and sisters, has not and cannot be found viable. All should have known that all should be judged by one, that none of your rulers could become so arrogant. Like I said, my brothers and sisters, I want you to think about this. Their desire was that you never discern any concept of rule. Do you hear me? That you never can discern any concept of rule or righteousness greater than their own. And they told you that divine righteousness was somehow abolished and put aside, or your obligation under divine righteousness was put aside, until divine order was somehow put aside, that they might rule over you. How treacherous, my brothers and sisters, could such a soul be that it could work solely for us unto the damnation of so many? To tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's a lot of prophecy in the scriptures, tremendous amount of prophecy in the scriptures. It says that man in these latter days got so self-righteous, believing that he knows the truth, that when the truth is right before his eyes, he would not see it. Zephaniah 2:15, 3 and 6 is a perfect example. It talks about Messiah coming in the midst of a city, speaking the truth, but everybody's so self-righteous that they don't even understand their need to hearken to him. Malachi 2:15-3 and 4, I told you before, says Messiah has to restore righteousness because all these diverse ideals of men are not viable. Scripture says one called the Son of Righteousness who arrives will heal mankind, revealing again the way of righteousness, revealing even the law which the Most High gave to his servant Moshe before the great and dreadful day, before must come the great and dreadful day of Yah. Even my brothers and sisters, before comes the day of his, not only his judgment, but his peace. I like to compare that sometimes with brothers and sisters in scripture in Revelation 15, saying that those who are redeemed will sing the song of Moshe and of the Lamb. I like to compare that, my brothers and sisters, to the scriptures that relate to Isaiah. Well, how about Malachi 4 and 2? It says, the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing upon his lips. Remember the law which I gave my servant Moshe for all Israel with the statutes and the judgments. I like to compare that, my brothers and sisters, to the scriptures relating at Revelation 7 and 2. Concerning my brothers and sisters, the one called the angel, they put down angel from the rising sun. It means king of the east. Same thing in Revelation 16, 12 to 21 means. Messiah is called the king of the east. That will expose all the unrighteousness of all you rulers. To establish again a foundation, my brothers and sisters, that will show foolish all the foundations of the whole earth. Scripture talks about the song of Moshe and the song of the Lamb. Song Deuteronomy 13 is called the Song of Moshe. It's a warning, my brothers and sisters. I say it's a warning. It's a song of those, my brothers and sisters, being redeemed who would warn the whole world. The redeemed warning the whole world not to be like those who granted an opportunity unto the truth, turned back or turned away. For it is written that whoever would turn back from the truth, opportunity unto the truth, whoever will turn back, he said his soul would have no delight in them. We have to understand, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 26, 7 through 12, reading on the rest of that 26th chapter, is actually, my brothers and sisters, part of that song of Moshe and song of the Lamb. And it's all an occurrence, my brothers and sisters, that occurs after the destruction of a city, wherein the redeemed are called unto the will of the One Most High to see beyond all the veils of blindness and false righteousness, my brothers and sisters, that is blinded all the nations. Read Isaiah 25, 1 through 3 through 10, and understand. My brothers and sisters, Revelation 6, 12 talks about a great earthquake, which is ultimately that earthquake at that city. All the kings running for cover, knowing that they've been treacherous, saying, hide from the face of the Lamb, and him who sits upon the throne. Messiah coming forth as the one called the angel from the rising sun, or the king of the east, saying, heard not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, till we seal the servants of Yah upon their brows, giving man an opportunity to learn of the truth and to seek to acquiesce unto it fully and swiftly. But my brothers and sisters, the scripture says that understanding is not going to be to the indiligent, but those of my brothers and sisters have sought to do all the Most High required, good works, it says in Daniel 12 and 10. Because your leaders have sought, my brothers and sisters, not to tell what is truly the gospel or the good message, but a bad message, my brothers and sisters, a poor message. An incomplete message, my brothers and sisters, that has not been unto peace, but unto a multitude of arguments in its lack of discretion. My brothers and sisters, the gospel is a sure message to bring about a surety and affirmity among his people. Who are they, my brothers and sisters, that will hear it? And I've said it to you before, my brothers and sisters, Only those who will be made firm in his will shall survive. Who did the scripture say would bring forth this message? Hey, like I said, Malachi said, one called the Son of Righteousness who arises, the same one that's written up in Isaiah 41 called the King of the East, who is the Messiah Yeshua. Wow. Do you realize what I've told you, my brothers and sisters? Do you realize what I've told you? If your leaders have not told you this, they have not taught you the gospel. If they compel you to believe that seeking less or being less than diligent unto the fullness of what the Most High has required, if they tell you that's still viable, my brothers and sisters, they lied to you. What's this idea of what they call Christianity out here? Hey, the very word Christianity relates to one anointed or faith in the idea that all the varying ideas of all the pagan gods of Rome and Greece and all the pagan gods of the people, that's where Christos comes from. It is a Greco-Roman ideal. after people who had a concept of a savior as someone who preserved all the varying ideals of Rome, all the varying ideals of Greece, all the varying ideals of Western polytheism after the anointing of many rather than the pure anointing of one. It's an unclean spirit, my brothers and sisters. Did you notice what I said? Yeah, my brothers and sisters, what the scriptures have to say, but those who believe in him, he gave them power to become sons of Yah. Yah is not divided. It says those who believe in him, my brothers and sisters, beyond the will of the flesh, it said in the book of Yohanan. You need to read around 1 and 1 through 1 and 12. Those who believe beyond the will of the flesh, my brothers and sisters, have power to become sons of Yah. He didn't say those who still believe that the varying ideals of undisciplined flesh would be counted viable. Never said that. We live in a society, my brothers and sisters, that has refused to understand that truth. The one called the Lord whom you seek in Malachi, who restores righteousness as of old. Righteousness means truth according to all the Most High declared unto peace as of old. The covenant, my brothers and sisters, that is intended to bring peace again in this world, beyond all your rulers. Again, I say, Messiah gave his very life that all must convert unto the fullness of all that is his gospel, all that is all the words, all the pure, perfect word of his peace. He said, go forth and teach all nations everything that he has declared, all power, all authority over all the earth. And how about my brother says, not over all the earth, but every soul in it has been given unto him, meaning he would judge all according to that word. What does that mean about the rulers of this earth who have taught otherwise? If they didn't teach you to expect this or prepare beyond them for a greater word that must appear in his time. If they didn't prepare you to look forward to that greater revelation, my brothers and sisters, they compel men to be arrogant. They compel men to be self-righteous. On the authority of them, my brothers and sisters, who won't even be able to save themselves. Who, my brothers and sisters, because if they didn't teach you these things, their works were found vain. Their works were found void. Their testimony, my brothers and sisters, was found inviolable. Their testimony, my brothers and sisters, was counted unstable. Their testimony was counted unto their own selfish pulpits and thrones after avocations, my brothers and sisters, intent to uphold themselves against the one who would teach you anything more, for such is the nature of a fallen testimony. If they seek to teach you all, the Most High declare that they flatter men, take advantage of those, my brothers and sisters, who if we're to buy or don't know any better, might be willing to buy a short-sighted standard the Most High could never be pleased with. How treacherous, my brothers and sisters, are those who would not seek to prepare you for so much more. Think about it when I'm saying this. The prophet they call Eliyahu or Yohanan the Baptist, he said, I must become lesser and he greater. For he is from above, is above all. What was he saying, my brothers and sisters? Again, every prophet was willing to humble himself before, or even tell the people, to, as much as the people needed to listen to the prophets, they told them to prepare for a greater prophet, my brothers and sisters, even one called by the name of the Most High. In fact, the book of Hebrews talking about which one among all the angels among all the so-called messengers. As the Most High said, thy throne, O Yah, the righteous scepter, sit thou at my right hand till I make thy enemies thy footstool. The one whom the scripture says after a priest, after the decrees of Melchizedek, that will conquer all his enemies, to make a whole world serving my brothers and sisters unto the will of one, that there might be peace. Since man won't give up the ways of illusion and lies, that he has sought after my brothers and sisters unto his own authority. Most High has a plan to humble a whole world to bend to his. I'm telling you now that since man has resisted the way of peace, you can look around the world around you today. Havoc everywhere. I said havoc everywhere. He says there'll be no peace to the lawless. No peace to those who won't know his law. No preservation of those who won't know his law. He talked about he would seal with his very name, confirm with his very name, those who would be true to him. You must overcome then the marks of the beast, the standards of the nations, who in their beastly irrationality will not reason after the will of one. Yes, I said the mark of the beast, my brothers and sisters, is the standards of all the nations. Again, Messiah will judge them all. Revelation 19:11 through 21 makes it plain. He's called the Word of Yah. Speaking a word, my brothers and sisters, called by the name of the Word of Yah. Called by the name of the Word of Yah, my brothers and sisters, and the Scripture says he has a name which no man knows but him, but he himself, meaning that men have not discerned the fullness of the honor that's bestowed upon him by name. For the Most High, my brothers and sisters, does not call a thing that which it is not. He does not call a thing, my brothers and sisters, by that which he has not confirmed that it must be. Oh, if I had the ability and time, or even the permission, I'll put it to you that way, to tell you all that I know about that name and that title and all the attributes that are contained in it. He said he had a name called the Word of Yah, which no man knew but himself. It means man has not known that word as he knows it. And he will reprove all the nations, my brothers and sisters, for pretending that they have, not commanding the people to expect still greater word. For all are obligated. I said, my brothers and sisters, I said all. Every single living soul has been obligated for the good of his brother. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? All have been obligated to seek the fullness of that truth, that all my brothers and sisters be prepared for the coming of the One. If they didn't tell you that, my brothers and sisters, they made you self-righteous. They've given eulogies at funerals even, saying the men were ready to walk into the kingdom of Yah. The scripture didn't say anything about anybody going to the kingdom of Yah. It said the heaven that man has promised is upon this earth. Resurrection into a physical body, that's definitely not to go into the skies. And it didn't say that any of these leaders, my brothers and sisters, it didn't say that any of them, after their varying ideas of which they formed their nations, it didn't say any of them, my brothers and sisters, be a judge unto anyone's entering the kingdom of Yah. One judgment seat, my brothers and sisters, at a time the Most High himself is appointed. What I'd like to do is I think I'm going to try to put up an article on my website. Something that I'd like for all to have ability to see. And I'll just call it words that prove a whole world of lie. Look forward to it, my brothers and sisters. I'd like to list all the verses and everything that I'd like to set up as a study. That you might look at.
60 seconds.
Find out what you haven't been told. To realize what you've been told by and large among your churches is a lie. It's not the whole truth. It's not what the Most High could ever sanction. It's time we understand the truth again, my brothers and sisters. It's time we discern the restoration of a covenant. It's time to discern, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High himself believes and knows must be in this world. You need this ministry, my brothers and sisters. I'm going to tell you now, you need these words very desperately. I said you need these words very desperately. Check out that website of mine, hiddengospel.com. Find out how you can be of an aid to this ministry, for only those, my brothers and sisters, who understand these things can. Until we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Edim Yah of Covenant Restoration Ministries.
10 seconds.
Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under his might, under his honor, and his sovereign honor and praise always, thanking him for every ear that he brings near. Hallelujah! I thank you all again for listening. I look forward in the time, the days to come, to explain what I'm talking about here. The prophecies that the scripture said without, the men would not understand. He said, if anybody caused you to deny any part of the law and the prophets, or not seek any part of the law and the prophets, he said, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. You need these words, my brothers and sisters. But without them, no man enters the kingdom of Yah.
Protect your children and yourself and hide out to yourself.